From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Emily Polsander. A new leader is likely coming for the top federal agency on the Colorado River. A water policy leader from California is expected to be the nominee to run the Bureau of Reclamation. As Alex Hager reports, partner KJZZ News in Arizona has learned that federal officials are poised to make an announcement.
Multiple people who work closely with the agency told KJZZ that the nomination of Aubrey Betancourt will likely be announced in the coming weeks. Betancourt comes from a long career in water and agriculture policy in California. She also worked for multiple federal agencies, including the Interior Department under the first Trump administration. She recently stepped down as head of the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Her nomination would come during tense negotiations about the future of the Colorado River. Federal officials are working alongside the seven states that use its water on a new plan for sharing the dwindling supplies, with a deadline for an agreement fast approaching. Alex Hager, Phoenix.
Wildfire smoke is associated with a growing list of health impacts. New research now ties it to reproductive harm at cattle breeding facilities. In a new paper, researchers found that for every smoke day, the chances of bull sperm samples being discarded for quality issues rose 4%. Cheryl Magsiman is a co-author of the study and Colorado State University professor. She says that's significant, and it raises questions about risks to humans who are exposed to smoke professionally.
We're really concerned about especially wildland firefighters as well, especially hotshots over a season. What happens to their exposure over time?
Additional research is underway to better understand reproductive health concerns. A nuclear reactor in Idaho has hit a major milestone. It achieved criticality. The Idaho National Laboratory says that's when the atoms splitting in the reactor core produce enough neutrons to sustain subsequent reactions. This is part of a U.S. Department of Energy nuclear reactor pilot program. A reactor in Utah is also part of the pilot. It's at the San Rafael Energy Lab in Emery County. The Idaho reactor is the first one to hit criticality. The program aims to achieve criticality for two more reactors by July 4th. Utah Republican Senator John Curtis wants a clear national framework for college sports. He spoke at a hearing for a bill to help regulate laws for college athletes. He said sports are important even if they aren't a big moneymaker like football.
That is exactly what college athletes should be about. Those life-changing experiences are not limited to football. They also occur in everyday sports that generate no revenue and have few fans. And yet they do transform the lives of young people.
A Senate committee breakdown said the Protect College Athletes Act would preserve scholarships when injuries happen to keep athletes working toward degrees. It would also add regulations against cutting Olympic and women's sports to continue funding for football and basketball. Summer break can have an impact on kids' mental health. Experts at the Huntsman Mental Health Institute in Salt Lake City say less structure, social interaction, learning, and physical activity can take a toll. Kelsey Traeger is a licensed clinical social worker with Huntsman. She says it helps to keep routines like regular meal and bedtimes. She also suggests limiting screen time and making sure kids hang out with family and friends. It's also a good idea to get the kids outside. You are listening to KUER News.